Hashtag WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into football season. We've waited a long time for this. Certainly waited a long time for a victory of the significance that we had on Sunday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. This Friday, we'll be bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour up to Carroll County to Greenmount Station. All of it, of course, brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. And, of course, the Ravens did some playing the other night. Leonard Raskin joins us now. All things Raskin Global. I knew at some point we'd get the same shirt. Is this the same shirt? No, it can't be.
No, I'm just blue.
All right. Well, you can't be blue. You got to be happy.
Blue is sadness. I'm thrilled. No blue for that. No, it was, they did play some ball. They balled out. I was quite disheartened, as I imagine 70,000 were, when the first pass was a pick six. That was an inauspicious beginning, but somehow they rallied out. They were, what, down 11 late? And Lamar went.
At what point in the game could I have told you? I mean, you know, you handle people's money and finances, not in the short-term Vegas way. They give up the pick six to begin the game. You're thinking, all right, you know, we're already a little overmatched in this one, right? And they're losing by 11 most of the night. It felt like most of the night they were two scores behind.
Yep.
If I would have told you at any point. You know, they would have texted you at 9:45, said, they're going to win this one by a point. Then don't worry about that two-point conversion they don't get, that they get whistled by. There were
twice.
These games are roller coasters, aren't they? I mean, the Raiders game was solved. They were shaking hands, and then they came back and played again.
Yeah, crazy. You know, they were talking on the TV Sunday night about the analytics, I guess, as it is. It's now time to go for two. I'm thinking to myself, one of the things I remember hearing, and I've never coached football, so what the heck do I know? You don't chase those points early. You don't chase them until you need them.
Well, the old axioms and idioms that were...
I guess they don't apply anymore.
Well, they don't apply when you do have analytics, right? And this fourth and one play would be the obvious
about. I'm all about the fourth and one. I'm all about that. But the two-point conversions twice missed. Two Tucker points means you're up by three, and they can't beat you without a touchdown at the end instead of a field goal to beat you. Now, the miracle is, of course, Mr. Owe with his large human hand got in on Mr. Hilaire and knocked that ball out. Now, I want to tell you a funny aside, I have a good friend who's a Kansas City man now living in Arizona who was posting back and forth with me, texting through the game. He was livid. They got to sit that guy. How did he drop that ball? The most important run of the game, he dropped the ball. He also said the entire defense should be benched for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, I hear things in the stadium.
The fact that they could not stop Lamar Jackson at all was disgusting. And I said, dude, nobody's been able to stop him. I mean, Las Vegas.
Call them whatever you want. Call them Los Angeles if you want.
Right. The Raiders had a good plan to stop them. They did a good job, but nobody else seems to have figured out the enigma, the mystery that is Lamar Jackson as he goes flying into the air. And you were in the post game. So you got a chance to hear his comments in the post game, right? You were in the locker room.
I asked one of the questions. Yes, I asked one of the early questions.
I was going to say Billick. My God, to Harbaugh.
I asked Harbaugh the original question. Yes,
right,
the first
fourth down. Right, but I didn't hear you ask Lamar. But that's okay. But he said that about the flip that he hurt his butt. He landed on his butt. Hurt his butt when he landed. I saw it and I was thinking to myself, oh my God, he's going to break his hip.
Don't get injured like the kicker. Remember the kicker celebrating the Grammatica? Got hurt.
Remember, was it Farratt? Gus Farratt that ran his head into the wall?
Into the wall. Yeah, absolutely.
Head butted a concrete wall. And all I could think about when he went flying in the air was, oh my God, he's going to break a leg. He's not going to land. He's not Simone Biles. You're not going to land stick this thing, but lo and behold, they won by one. But once he got up from that, once he got up and ran away, I was okay. But while he was in the air, I was saying, "Oh my God, what are you doing?" I guess he was trying to outdo what's his name? the receiver for the Chiefs that did the backflip, right?
It's Tariq Hill.
Tariq Hill, didn't he do a backflip last year?
I think he has. A lot of guys have done the, you know, I go back to Billy White Shoes Johnson. So,
yeah,
you know,
of course.
Sort of the originator of all of it.
Right, right.
Letter asking. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I wouldn't have taken those odds at 9:45.
No,
I wouldn't have taken those odds at first and 10 with a minute and a half to go with the Chiefs having three timeouts.
Well, the fumble, the strip, obviously the play of Lamar Jackson throughout the game. I think we talked about it a lot last week that if they're going to win at this point, he's probably going to run more than you're comfortable on a stat sheet, at least. I mean,
right.
Some of the runs are out of bounds. Some of them he's getting popped. He doesn't get popped much.
He's crazy. It's like a video game.
Well, the one thing about spreading teams out, and I've talked about this all week, it's almost like every play is a punt. Every play is like a rugby play to some degree where you have to figure him out and catch him, quite frankly. And but the pick six and coming back from the adversity and the crowd, you know, the loudness of the crowd. Later, I looked down this, the entire 53-man roster. It's only about 12 or 13 of the guys that I literally would know if I walked up to them by their look.
Right.
That I know their face. I know their name. And there's only probably six or seven guys on the team that would say, hi, Nestor, to me. And that would be Pernell McPhee, Justin Tucker, Sam Cook. There's a handful of guys, you know, and I know more than coaches.
And then during the game, Brandon Williams goes out.
Another veteran.
I'm thinking, my God, now our nose tackle's gone. And, Crazy. I can tell you this. Chris and Al were marveling at Lamar. I mean, the play calling and the moves he had, and they were just stunned. And they've seen him lots of times, and they were still stunned watching him. And the guy on the other side, you know, Mr. $500 million man, he ain't too bad to watch either. That's two young, incredible football players that, barring health, are going to be around for a long time. As they said on the broadcast Sunday night, these are two of the most exciting players in the NFL. There's no doubt about it.
Well, the Chiefs hadn't come here under the real bright lights. Last year, there's no fans. And I guess what I was getting at with the players and not really knowing them, none of these guys have played in the NFL with a stadium at home
field advantage. Not a one.
I mean, Patrick Queen, Matabike, those guys that were on the team last year that we saw all last year, when those lights go out in the stadium now and they've got this new magic trick they do, they turn it into an ice rink, you know, it's blackout and strobe light and the boards all go. And it's like a hockey effect. The only thing I know how to call it, but there is something electric about all of it. And the turnover of fans of many, many people our age or older who've been going for, in my case, 26 years, who've just said, you know what, Sunday night in front of the TV, Alan, Chris, you know, I'll do it that way. I'll save money. My tickets were $150. They used to be $35. And I'm sure that I know this for sure. Seeing the faces, seeing the people, seeing the jersey, seeing the vibe, seeing the drinking, seeing all of that stuff I did 25 years ago. It's different when you have a PSL and it's church every week, right? Where you go and it's the same people in the same seats every week. This is a different era. And the people that were there on Sunday night had a monumental experience in that way that Seattle game years ago, the snow game against Minnesota, the Trent Dilfer game against Denver, the games you really remember as something special that you feel like Ray Lewis last ride. There were a handful of those games. Sunday night became one of those instant classic games. And it's for the new generation of fans. And it'll be one of those. I was there when Lamar did that.
Yeah, for sure. And from what I could tell, there were also a good number, not overwhelming. The Chiefs traveled okay. There were
a
lot of Chiefs fans in the crowd. So a lot of StubHub or sold tickets, I guess. I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. And, you know, I have some tickets now on my app that my wife will not be available to go. So I don't know what the secondary market is, but I know they didn't play any games last year, you know, with a handful of people at the end. Right.
Well, I'm going to bet.
Yeah. And now there's this opportunity to go see the team play. Colts coming in, Chargers coming in, Bengals coming in. That's the next stack. they might come back 3-1, right? I mean, I think we all were sky is falling last week. Once you beat the Chiefs in that way and the coming back, all the things they did, it leads you to believe they can win any week.
Yeah, you just can't let down against the Lions now. You know, you got to go up there and play against the Lions. But I think in the aftermarket, from a financial standpoint, I think last night changed the pricing of a lot of tickets. an 0-2 team for somebody trying to sell a ticket to the Colts game is going to get a lot less than a 1-1 now team and maybe a 2-1 team or a 3-1 team before you get to the Colts. To me, that's a more valuable ticket. And the team, you know, this is something they started. I don't know. You'll know better than me when all this started. The per team pricing.
Oh, right. They charge you more to see premium games than they do to see the Jets.
Yeah.
Right.
You pay more for Pittsburgh than you do for Cleveland, and more for the Colts than you do for the Chargers or whatever it is. As a secondary market seller, they got to be happy that the prices for the second market tickets are going to be higher now that they beat Mahomes. Everybody now wants to get in and say they watched Lamar, and they're willing to pay for it, I guess.
The flex pricing and all that. I heard the kinds of cheers for Lamar when he was introduced before the game. And how many Lamar jerseys there were. By the way, I did tell I told Dennis Colazzo's this from Coonsport, because I got to give a little plug here for my friends at Wise Market. So I had the Bell Garden sub for the very first time on Sunday. We did the crab cake tour stop, the $6 signature crab cake I had for dinner tonight. Yeah. By the way, delicious. I went to Fadley's too with my pal John. I was at Costas on Friday with Johnny O and with the Maryland Restaurant Associates. It's Maryland Restaurant Week, by the way, Leonard. So get out, please enjoy that. But I'm at Wise, and they were selling crabs in the parking lot. A Harris crab truck was up there. They're literally steaming the crabs in the back of the truck. People had orders, boxes, and I'm eating the signature crab cake with the fellows from the seafood department. It was great. I look in the parking lot, and the guy's walking through the parking lot, a purple jersey, a little older font and lettering. It was number 37. And I'm like, man, is that a Deion Sanders jersey? And it was. And then at the game, I saw two more. And then I realized, oh, it's a primetime game. You get it? It's a primetime game. So I think if you own a Deion Sanders jersey, you wear it for the primetime games. I guess. I hadn't seen a Deion Sanders jersey. I don't remember seeing him 16 years ago when he was here for 10 minutes.
Right, when he was here.
When he was here, I don't remember seeing him.
No.
But I seeing these come out, I sit in the front row of the upper deck, so I get to look over the edge and see everybody's jerseys. It's amazing how much Lamar there is. In the modern era, I didn't see any Flacco. I didn't see very many Ray. I didn't see any Suggs or Ogden or that. A little more Ed Reed than most. I see more 20s.
People are buying up the new stuff.
But they're wearing it.
I don't know where... Yeah,
and they're into the new generation, man. You know,
you can go online. I haven't, but you can go online and Google the top selling jerseys. I guess he's marching up the list.
That's gold one's nice. I like the gold with the purple. I like that a lot better than the black these days. And they wore the white last week, but it didn't work out well. Hey, whatever they win in, that's what I'm saying. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. I'm wearing the shirt. He makes dreams happen and allows you to take better care of your money. But more than that, just like not like you just take their money and say, hey, give me it. I'll figure out what to do with it. You're trying to help people understand what to do with their money, because you're not going to be here forever either, right? I mean, it's better when the person understands the reasoning for things that are happening with their money.
Yeah, our goal is to help people understand their true purpose. What's the money about? What's it for? Spoke to a gal this afternoon who said to me, I'm thinking, I don't know how much longer I feel like working this hard. And so, great.
I say that every, you sure that wasn't me?
Yeah. let's talk about that. Let's talk about what's next. And I said, you know, it's great that you don't want to work this hard. You want to cut back. You want to do something else. But what is that something else? If you're ready to cut back from work, you know, for a lot of us, the work is your social environment. It's the people you hang out with, your coworkers. It's the vendors. It's whoever you interact with at work is a big part of people's social circle. And we are absolutely social beings. And Some people retire, they got plenty of money, but life just shrivels up and goes away because socially they just fall into a trap. They don't have a passion. They don't have anything to do. So we want to help people discover what it is that their life is about. What's their purpose? And don't wait until you're retired to start dealing and enjoying it.
You know, well, you're really not chasing the money. You're chasing what the money provides for you. Even if that's just security and I need $1 million in the bank because it makes me sleep better, right?
That's right. It's what's it for? You know, there are some people, let's face it, they haven't left their small town. They haven't left this state. They've never gone anywhere. And one of the things they say they want to do is travel. I say to people, do you want to travel? Oh, I'd love to travel. Well, why aren't you doing it? Well, I'm putting all my money in my 401k. Well, why? So when I retire, I can travel. Okay, so you want to go to Europe in a wheelchair or a walker? You know, do it when you're 30, 40, 50.
By the way, I saw on the news about an hour before this segment that there's 33 countries now, and Germany's one of them, and my wife's dude is double vaxxed. So, like, this was the green light to say, all right, when are we going to figure out how to make this happen, right? Let's figure
this
out.
How do you visit? That's right. And you got a reason to go visit a guy. So that's magnificent. But you know, so many people say they want to do, and they never do. So we're about helping people understand what you want to do, why you want to do, and then helping you understand how to use your money as efficiently as you can so you can do. And that's what it's all about. And then, you know, these days we've got inflation, we've got political strife, we've got people really worried on both sides of the aisle. Doesn't matter right or left. We got new tax laws coming. We got new budgets coming. Whatever's going on out there, again, I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on, people are worried. And if you've got an advisor, you should be talking to that person. They should be calling you. What's going on? How you doing? You know, the market drops 500-600 points. People don't have perspective about that. It used to be when it dropped 600 points, it really mattered. Now it's less than 2%. So you hear the Dow went down 500 or 600 points. Okay, it's a percent or two. It used to be a 30%, 40% drop. If that happened, you'd be jumping off a bridge. You know, now it's 2%, but some people have a mentality that the number is what really matters and they get all freaked out about it. So what we need to know as advisors is, who are those people that get really freaked out about it and make sure when the market does crazy things that we're on the phone with them saying, hey, you know, calm down. I'm here. Don't jump off the ledge. So we do a lot of handholding and we help people have the things they want. Homes, second homes, providing for their kids, giving to charity, donating of their time, donating money to charity, you know, great causes. And that's what it's all about. The fulfillment you get from helping others is immeasurable, and we get to help other people help even more people. So I look at it that the lives we touch are just immeasurable, and that's a great thing. We get to help people help people. It's pretty fantastic.
Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. We can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. They're going to be doing some seminar work on the Zoom as well as in person here as we get into the fall and monitoring all things football, Detroit, Denver, road trips. I said this, man, the Ravens took all the heat off the Orioles by winning, right? Like now all the focus, you know, goes right here. You know what I mean? So we will continue to monitor that. It's always good to visit with you. Rest
Orioles.
Up.
Orioles? Did you say Orioles?
No, next season. They'll do it next year. It'll be their year. Next year. Okay. That's what they've been telling me.
500? 500 next year?
You know, I looked up and like their 100th loss kind of came and went. They went from like 98 to 102 because it happened over the weekend. And I was like at a Hall & Oates concert and at the football game and figuring things out, you know.
They're getting old, aren't they?
Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
They make my dreams come
true. Does Daryl Hall still have the mullet? Does he still have the mullet going?
Daryl Hall is scatting with the best of them, playing the greatest songs, the greatest duo recording artist in American history. They were great. Yeah, here's the thing, Leonard. Go to Merriweather.
What did he have on his open house? His open house? What was it?
No. That's live from Daryl's house.
Live from Daryl's house. That was some of the best music. There were some excellent artist on there.
One of the greatest television shows of the modern
my
era,
goodness.
Right?
When Tommy Shaw was on there, they were jamming out some Styx tunes.
See that? And, you like Styx? Man, I didn't know that.
Oh, that was the first concert I ever went to at the Civic Center, baby.
Well, Styx is playing at a casino next weekend, two weekends from now. I'm Philly. I'm going up to see my boys play. See him do it one more time. Now, I'm in a concert mode right now, more so than the football game.
When
I thought
is
the football
that?
Game
when
was
is
great.
That? What's the date on that one?
Hold on. I can get you the date on that. It's October the 9th. October 9th.
It's a couple
Saturday
weeks,
night,
yeah.
The 9th. Yeah.
There you go.
They're playing in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, my friends from Sticks. They were in York like 5 weeks ago with REO Speedwagon, but my wife and I were doing anniversary things, you know. So.
There you go. There
but you
got to
get
go.
Some rock and roll. I'm going to get some Stones in. I got some Eagles in. You know, I might get some
live
Black Crows in before
house.
It's all like, live from Daryl's house.
You go.
Anytime. By
Fantastic.
The way, there is a bar called Daryl's House that is it's in upstate New York, near where he lives, up near
right.
Woodstock
in
that
the woods.
Area. There is a bar called Daryl's House, and they have bands there all the time. It's on my bucket list to go to Daryl's House and see a show. So there.
There you go. You have to see it when he's there.
It should be on your list, bucket list, to go to Meriwether, because Meriwether's great. We had the best time the other night.
Absolutely.
The all-new Meriwether.
Mask?
All right.
No mask?
In the crowd, I wore a mask, but I did not wear a mask. You know, the mask thing has been for me, if people are breathing on me and I'm in a confined space, if I see people who I know, I was at an event Saturday at the Guinness Open Gate Brewery with all of my old sports writer buddies. And one of my friends I know is compromised and he had a mask on. And when I speak to him, I put my mask on. I don't know.
Right.
I sort of play to the crowd to some degree,
sure.
But I also don't let the crowd dictate to me. If it feels unsafe to me, as it did in various places where it gets tight. I mean, Meriwether at the Alanis Morissette concert, it was as crowded as I've ever seen it. We wore the mask outside in the crowd because it was just too crowded and nobody was wearing a mask. So but I keep my mask next to me, but you know, I'm not the first guy to put it on. You know, I had it on a plane for 14 hours last Sunday and Tuesday. So I got enough mask. Another
That's
thing is
right.
when I shave, my skin's sensitive. You know that.
That's right. It's all the mask.
All right, brother. Well, you relax this week. Manage people's money. I'll manage people's Ravens expectations.
That's
Stock
right.
is through the roof right now, so we're trying to manage
That's
that it. And sell our tickets.
That's
Leonard
it.
Rask
going
is
up.
Here.
They're going up.
Raskin Global. You can find him for the American Dream for great advice. And if you need a friend, especially if you just need an ear, hey, came into some money, have some money, need to know what to do with it, need a voice I can trust. Leonard Raskin's that guy for you. You can find me anytime, anywhere, including at Greenmount Station on Friday for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We'll be up there from 2 until about 4:30. Hanging out with Chris, eating crab cakes. The mayor of Hampstead is sending representatives. We're going to do some feel-good stories, some local stories. My intern, my first WNST intern, Tim Watts, lives in Hampstead. He's going to come out. He's got like kids now and like almost grandkids. It's crazy. So we're all getting older.
Hampstead had a mayor.
Hey, listen, 30th anniversary. This is why I'm learning these things. I didn't know Salisbury had a mayor until I had a crab cake with him. I didn't know this. Carroll County doesn't have an executive. They have like a county commissioner or something like that. Some of these counties don't. It's Maryland, man. It's the wild, wild west, especially
That's right.
when you get west of Lake Hagerstown. He is
go.
Leonard. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. It is a football week. We're hanging in there, and we're Baltimore positive.